The intake bay smells of wet dog and antiseptic. You're holding a freshly signed bite report, ink still damp, while Chloe presses a bloody towel against her torn forearm. The dog who bit her, a mastiff mix named Duke, is trembling in the corner of a kennel run. Chloe admits she cornered him. She's begging you not to file the report. The problem: public health law requires a 10-day quarantine hold for any reported bite. Your facility has exactly one quarantine run, and it's occupied by two healthy, highly adoptable dogs. Filing the report means euthanizing them today to make space. Your alternatives aren't clean either. You could quietly euthanize Duke right now, log it as a general behavioral risk, and shred the bite report. No hold required. The two healthy dogs survive. But a bite goes undocumented, and Chloe's wound goes untracked. Or you could let Chloe take Duke home to quarantine illegally. It saves every dog in the building, but if anyone finds out, the shelter loses its operating license, and every animal inside loses their only refuge. Outside, a transport van just pulled in from a high-kill facility. 15 puppies. The driver is honking. If you turn them away, they'll be euthanized this afternoon. Every option costs something. The clock is running. What do you do?